Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
front line. Friday, I got the diva. Ebony, I got the diva. Ebony, I got the diva. Ebony, I got the diva.
If you're an artist, business, artist about your business, business that's artistic, here we showcase the gifted, come tune in and get lifted, learn to hustle and flip it, whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it, got promo at the wazoo, call in, we'll spot you, all the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too, we got you, can't knock it, interviews the topic, yeah the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it, we on the spot, on the grind, 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 we on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
The most versatile hip hop station in the world. Global network. Global audience. Global radio. Phenomenal radio.
Squad up. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Y'all know what time it is. It's Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Now, you know your girl is always on the spot, on the grind, and I'm going to be on the spot, on the grind tonight with Judah Priest, so make sure you turn up and salute this soldier that's on the front line with his hot tracks that we're going to be showcasing tonight. Yo, I'm definitely feeling the energy from everybody that's on the Twitter, on the Facebook, all over the social network and media. We definitely see you. Make sure you check us out at www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com, and make it phenomenal. Y'all don't want to miss out on these two hot tracks I got by Judah Priest. One is Through the Storm, and the other one is called God's Blessings, featuring Hellraiser and Dark Ages. So we definitely going to get into that. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. You can jump in our chat room, ask our guests all types of questions, because you know we're going to get up in his Wu-Tang Kool-Aid today. Y'all jump in our chat room, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Now, without further ado, I'm going to bring my special guest live up in this thing. Judah Priest, what's going on, King? Welcome to the Frontline. Salute.
Yo, salute, Queen. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I am doing good. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday, and it's just wonderful to have another King on the front line. We see you doing your thing and pushing your music out there. You definitely been doing this music for a while, so we appreciate having you here. So all of these people out here that think they doing it, we can show them how to do it big, right?
Oh, most definitely, most definitely.
I want to give a shout out to Slate Stone. Want to give a shout out to Future Group 100. Want to give a shout out to Buddha Monk. Also to Brooklyn Zoo, Zoo Bullies, Capadonna. We had Capadonna on too. A lot of fun. Big shout out to Hellraiser. Big shout out to Timbo King. We definitely see you. Judah, tell us about your latest mixtape that you have out right now.
The latest mixtape is the Sleepy Hollow Part 2. But the most official project that I have out right now is the newly released album, Dark Ages, 824 AD. You know, 26 tracks, pure raw. You know what I mean? Everybody gets the Wu-Tang feel, they get their street vibe, they get their political vibe, and they get their spiritual vibe. All the 26 tracks.
Oh, I think that's hot. How did you, how did that all come about? What inspired this mixtape and to have 26 tracks on it? And, you know, tell me about the work and the dedication that was put into it to pull it off and to make it happen.
Well, you know, the album was, it was late, to be honest with you. It was something I wanted to do, but really didn't put it forth enough effort. I was just recording songs here and there. My older brother, which is Buddha Monk, you know what I'm saying, here in General Brooklyn Zoo, you know, he was just like, I was up at his kingdom one day, and he was just like, yo, you got to put in your work now. It's been 2 years, you know what I mean? So and around that time, I heard what he was saying, and I linked up with some new people, you know what I mean? My boy 96.9, Terry Two-Face, Denny Blue, and everybody for 144. And bang, I mean, it just clicked. Like, it was just perfect timing.
That's definitely, you know, what's up. Sometimes it takes for, you know, to a project to come together. I think some people just think that you can just go in the studio and just record. That's not necessarily true, because everything don't match, everything don't mix. 26 tracks on the mixtape. Was it just these 26 tracks, or was these particular 26 tracks that you picked out to go on the mixtape? Was it more songs, or was it just these?
Well, the mixtape was different, you know what I'm saying? The mixtape versus the album. Everything that's on the album right now was strictly put it like this. I recorded 72 songs for the album, you know, and you picked out my favorite 26. It was a hard choice, but those are 72 songs that was specifically geared for that project and not to go anywhere else.
That's definitely what's up. Let's go to the front lines and get some love before we get into these hot tracks that you send me. Thank you, King. I definitely need that food for Diva's spirit. Let's go to the front lines and get some love. We got Slate Stone up in this thing. Slate Stone, peace, God, salute, man.
Peace and blessings to the front line. Peace and blessings to Judah Priest and the whole camp, Brooklyn Zoo 144, and everybody affiliated with the movement and advancement. Shout out to the Frontline Fridays and Future Guru and everybody tuned in. Much love.
Peace, King.
Say, you got any questions for Judah?
Yeah. How does it, first of all, salute and respect, but looking over your history and the legacy you built so far, how was it being a brother, you know, being a brother to Buddha Monk? And everything he was doing, and you coming, you know, with that. How did that impact your career?
You know, a lot of people will look at it like I would be in Monk's shadow. But to me, it was a blessing. Just, you know, I mean, just having that elder, you know, what I'm saying, around me 24/7, because I learned so much in that time. You know, what I'm saying. To where, though, even when I first started, like, taking hip-hop serious into where I'm now, you know what I mean, it's all because of Monk, you know what I mean? And, you know, like, I had a lot of help, not only just from Monk, though. I had it from Hellraiser, I had it from Dark Kambi Allah, a lot of Killer Bees, man. You know, so it was an easy progression, because I was learning. I mean, I was just eager to learn. You know what I mean? And I never at one point did I ever feel like I was in anybody's shadow, man. So, you know, like I said, it was just a blessing. Still is a blessing.
No doubt. Definitely a blessing. Sounds like a blessing, man. You can tell that you are definitely, in my opinion, a seasoned MC, you know. And just from what I'm starting to learn of you and study of you and what you got going with your music, you're definitely a seasoned MC.
I appreciate that.
Much respect for that. No doubt.
Hey, can I get the chat room? I want to go in there and talk to people too. What was that link again?
Oh, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. So when just scroll down the page and just click on it. If you want to type in there, just take 2 seconds to build a profile as people start to come in the chat room.
Word, I'm there.
That's definitely what's up. I'm going to take another caller on the front line before I ask you this next question. Let's go to the 856 to 207. You're now live on Flying Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Judah Priest. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace, Queen. I'm his brother, 90. What's up, Priest? I just wanted to call
and
check you, bro.
Yo, peace of the gods, man. What's good, bro?
Yeah, just chill. You know where I'm at, so.
You
thanks,
already,
bro,
man.
Take my call, man.
You already, man. Salute, Lord.
That's definitely what's up, 90. How has it been for you to watch your brother grow in his career and, you know, all the trials and tribulations that he has overcome? How does it feel to see him at a solid point in his life right now and moving towards more success into his career?
His career, he's just growing. I love watching it. It happens. We talk about it every day. It's funny. We just keep going with the situation. We argue all the time, but we get through it. You know what I mean? That's what brothers do.
And you know, the great thing is that a lot of people don't know. Like, this man he's the engine behind this whole thing, man. You know what I'm saying? From not only to the recording and not only through video and graphics, man, but just making sure that on business level. You know what I'm saying? He makes the engine run. You know what I'm saying? Like this is my brother right here. I love this dude right here, man. Because if I ain't have him in the pocket, in the corner, and everything, I don't really think that it would be going the way it is right now.
That's definitely
appreciate
what's up.
That, bro. Appreciate that. You know what I mean? But sometimes you kick me in my rear to get me going too. So that's the good thing about it. You know what I mean?
That's what brothers do, bro.
Wings up, bro.
Wings up.
That's definitely what's up. Judah, I got one more question before we get into your music. Now with the social networking and Google and whatnot, how do you feel about people being able to Google you and search and get information on you and just be all up in your Kool-Aid? Like, how do you feel about that?
I love it. I'll be honest with you. I Google myself. You know, I know that sounds kind of weird, but, but you know, you know what, though? Like, you know, my people tell me I'm an attention seeker, so, like, hey, I love it. There's nothing to hide, you know what I mean? It's everything, man. The one thing with the social media and the Googling and everything else, man, it's just like you, back in the day we didn't have that, so people couldn't, like, you know, the family and the friends and the fans couldn't see the progression. You know what I'm saying? Now they have utensils where they can follow you every day and see the progression. They can see what you're going through, how you're feeling going out the day, what you're doing. I love it. And as you see, like, you know, via Instagram, 8,000 pictures, you know what I mean? And Twitter, I go hard. And Facebook, I go hard. I love it. So.
That's definitely what's up. I think it's a really good thing, and I also think it's a good thing for us to be able to personally connect with each other, physically connect. I want to talk with you. I'm really not a text diva. I tell my fam, I tell my kings and my queens, look, if y'all want to get to me and get, please call me. Pick up the phone. Talk to me. I'm a human. I do human stuff like talk. This texting thing has kind of got out the way for me right now because people – We don't talk anymore. And my 12-year-old son decided that he wanted to text me one day and ask me, was I cooking? And he was downstairs. And I said, you know what? We got to do something about this, babe. You got to come.
I love texting. I think I text more than I talk on the phone because I'm constantly busy. You know what I'm saying? Like 24 hours out of the day, I'm still moving. Even when I'm asleep, I'm moving. So, like, me, you know, texting and everything, tweeting and all that, like, I'm good with it because I can get straight to the point, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, and vice versa. I ain't
that's
really a phone talking guy.
Mostly men don't talk on the phone. Men just, it's not their thing. Well, Judah, tell me about this hot track, Through the Storm, and so we can go ahead and introduce it and play it live right here on Frontline Fridays.
Oh, you know what? That's an exclusive, man, that I gave y'all, too. That's off the upcoming project, the day after tomorrow, you know. I just really wanted to pour my heart in there, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the chorus talks about when I'm writing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I constantly write, man. I'm always reading and everything. So, I'm just, in this song, I'm just, the words that I'm writing down on the paper is like painting a portrait. I'm trying to give everybody a broad overview, I mean, of me, you know what I mean?
Well, that's definitely what's up. We're about to go live right now on Frontline Fridays with this hot track from Judah Priest called Through the Storm. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Squad up, baby.
When I'm writing, it's poetry I'm reciting. Paint vivid pictures of the life in. Some beautiful, some frightening. When I'm writing, and through it all, I feel like I made it. Jumping over hurdles through the trials and tribulations. Walking on the land's most sacred. Practice patience, say a prayer, pull a gun on Satan. And dare y'all to come my way. I'd rather die in these last days for Yahweh. In these perilous times, I'm sitting on wine. When I'm writing my lines like Nas, the world is mine. A child of the ghetto, my spirit is unsettled. Meditate on his word, his legacy's all level. Never sit in a council of fools. Equipped with the tools, this is prophecy news. The black jewels, broken dreams. I walk as a heavenly being, a forgotten king, my soul's redeemed. The sky rains fire, I walk on water to avoid the slaughter of Zion's daughters, for real. When I'm writing, the poetry I'm reciting, paint vivid pictures of a life. Some beautiful, some frightening. When I'm writing, the poetry I'm reciting, paint vivid pictures of the life. Some beautiful, some frightening. When I'm writing, I have an appetite for life. I walk in the birthright of Christ to get a blind sight. My blood type is death of the Israelite that is healed by his stripes and his might. I seek refuge in high mountains, in a garden of Gethsemane, praying by the fountains. As my eye draws a tear, may I draw you near. I hear your voice in the air, very clear. We face damnation, lost populations, termination from the grips of Satan, hating. So many chosen are lukewarm, till we see the hell spawns of red dawn. So keep your eyes on the sparrow. We walk a path narrow. We wear shadows. Hallowed be thy name. This is pleasure and pain. It ain't a game living in vain. When I'm writing, the poetry I'm reciting, paint vivid pictures of a life. Some beautiful, some frightening. When I'm writing, the poetry I'm reciting, paint vivid pictures of the life. Some beautiful, some frightening. When I'm writing.
Network, global audience, global radio, phenomenal radio. It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by phenomenal radio.
Squad up, baby. We back in this thing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. I got Judah Priest up in this thing. We just played that hot track, Through the Storm. Definitely one I'm feeling. It's definitely something that I can coast to. It's definitely something that I can chill back and do my homework to. I was, Judah, I was listening to this track earlier today after I got out of school and handled my business, and I was like, yeah, I'm definitely feeling this right here. So it put me in a real calm and focused state of mind, so I appreciate you for this track.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I mean, like, you know, again, man, I'm a spiritual person, man. That's all praise to the Most High.
That's definitely what's up. Let's get more in depth about the album and then go to the front lines and take some more calls. And of course, I want to talk to you about the label that you have as well, Heaven's Music. But let's get more in depth with the album. Who's on the album?
Who's on the album? We definitely got my team, 144,000, which I really showcased throughout the whole project, so I can introduce them to the world, man. And, you know, it's a family situation. You know, we just growing together, making each other better. You got Queen the Prophet and Hellraiser, Young Razor, on the project with Sons of Man, GGO, you know, the family. Also got Solomon Childs from Wu-Tang on there. A lot of production from Dark NBA Live, Level 13. My man Ty Brown from Brooklyn's Hoodoo Bullies. Man, it just, you know, it was just a lot of work, man. Like, this was, like, this, though, even though this album didn't really feature Buddha Monk, on here, man. You know, he definitely played a big part into creating this project as well as Hellraiser. You know, so it was just like this album really close to heart just for the simple fact that this is like a family situation. It just wasn't one individual, you know what I'm saying, trying to come and create something. Like this was like a full family effort.
I think that's definitely what's up. And, you know, having that family, that support, and having everybody to put their own piece, their own creativity, their own little season on the album, is definitely going to be a hot one. And the album will be dropping again?
Oh, it actually just dropped on my birthday, August 24th. You know what I mean? So we just been pushing it. Thank you. You know, so we just really been pushing it. That's why it's titled, you know, The Dark Ages, 824 A.D., 824 being my birthday, AD standing for after the death of Christ. So, you know, a little history on the project.
That's definitely what's up. Let's go to the front lines and get some more love while we get more into this right now. Let's go to the 407-485. You're now live on Frontline Fridays. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Peace. This is Rod Dollar.
Rod Dollar, what's going on? Peace, King.
Everything's good. Peace, Queen. You know what I'm saying? Priesthood.
Yo, Lord.
What's good, G?
Man, you know, man, constant elevation, bro. Maintain it.
Already. Yeah, I just want to congratulate you, though, Priest, on, you know, all the hard work that you've been doing over the years. And, you know, you are an inspiration to a lot of people, not just MCs. You know, people that's in the business, people that just live regular lives. You know what I'm saying? You make inspirational music to keep people moving. You understand what I'm saying? And I just want to congratulate you, man, on everything you're doing, man.
I appreciate that, bro.
Yeah.
You already.
And, that's really it.
Rydala, what did you take from the album? What did you get from this latest album that's out? And, you know, what's one of your favorite tracks on there?
Well, I mean, I love it. You know, I'm one of those people that when I like something, I really like it. And when I believe in something, I really believe in it. And this album was put together very well. I can't say I have a favorite track on the album because, like I said, you know, it's in my car right now. From the day I got it to right now, it hasn't left my CD player. And, I mean, you know, just to name a few tracks, the joint that he got with Hellraiser is bananas. You know, shout out to Razor, shout out to Queen of Prophet, GGO, the whole movement. I mean, with just everything, the joints that he got with Under 44, I mean, crazy, you know? So we all put together album. For everybody who's listening who don't have it, go get it right now. I got that Rod Dollar stamp of approval, for real.
That's what's up. Judah, where are we going to get the music right now? Where is it in stores? Now, where is it online? Where can we going to get it right now?
Now, you know what? Right now. Like, you know, if people want physical copies, man, everybody get to set me up, JudahPriestMNGT.com. JudahPriestMNGT@gmail.com. Go to the website, JudahPriest.com. And it's also available on iTunes, Amazon, and CD Baby. Now, the good thing, one of the greatest things that we probably did, like, if people get the physical copy, you only get 24, maybe 25 songs. But if you download it off of iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, you get a bonus two songs, you know. So, you know, I mean, we just added more, you know what I'm saying, to really bulk up the stock of it, man. You know, shout out to Smooth Mass Beast for the bonus tracks.
That's definitely really
good. To answer your question, like, one of my favorite joints on there is Warning Shot. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a lot of warnings, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people need to take heed, man, but, you know, there's no subliminals in that. You know, Priest put that record together, baby. You know,
by the way,
look out for Priest on these tours that we got popping off right now. You know, he's still on the Redemption Tour. You know, the Resurrection Tour is about to kick off very soon. with Capadonna.
Capadonna.
Shout out to Capadonna. Shout out to Boss Son, Jimmy King, I feel you. You know, yeah, man. Pretty sure.
That's definitely that's something, Dollar. Thanks for calling in. I was just about to ask you about that, but before I ask you about that, I wanted to ask you about the label. The label that you have, Heaven's Music, tell me about that.
I've been actually having Heaven's Music for quite some time, which is, I mean, the artist that was predominantly on there was myself. But now, you know, now that I have a full team behind me in the 144, mm-hmm. you know, it's something that I resurrected. You know what I'm saying, to give my brothers and my sisters opportunities, you know what I'm saying, to go through me and everything to get to where they feel as though they need to get to, or they can just take from, I mean, from the situation what they need to get for, to really, you know, start building steps until getting to bigger exposure. You know,
mm-hmm.
we just actually released a single for my brother Two-Face Terror.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to release a single from 6ix9ine, you know, and we actually about to put the whole compilation album of 144 out, you know, within the 2K15.
Well, that's definitely something. Make sure you reach out to Slate so we can get them on the front line as well, because we definitely showcase, interview, and promote independent artists, and that's what we're about here. Phenomenal, we definitely doing again. Phenomenal Radio, we putting the power of the industry in the independent hands, and that's what it's all about. Make sure y'all check us out at www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com. Check out the live show on Saturday. Check out the second hour on Saturday. Slate and Stone, Slim and Stone is definitely doing their thing on that. Also, check out all of our interactive maps of all the other radio stations that we have in our network. Check out the all the magazines that we're working with, all the blogs that we're working with. We are definitely a one-stop shop. We make sure that independent artists get a full buffet of things that they need to get took care of. You need videos, you need graphics, you need photo shoots, you need music produced, you need a mix down. We got it all at Phenomenal Radio. Judah, I'm definitely, when I was taking a look and doing research and pulling you up, and I was like, I want to ask Judah, at what point in your career did things start to turn for the better for you? When did you realize that, you know what, things are just really looking up and they looking for the better for me?
August 24th. you know what, Queen? Like real talk, man. Like, humbly, I take from every experience, you know what I'm saying? Through everything that I've been through, being with a major label in Sony, being with the Clan, and being with G Unit for a brief period of time, I always felt as though that I was on a high. Until I released the Dark Ages album, from that day that the album came out, man, and you know, and I signed back on with Protect Your Neck Records.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been blessing after blessing after blessing. Like, stuff that I wanted to happen for a long time has really come into fruition in this season, you know. So right now I was just having a conversation with my man 90 that was just on. Like, you know
uh-huh.
what I mean? I just want to continue to, you know what I mean, to take from this the experience, you know what I'm saying? So next year, you know what I'm saying, it could be 10 times better. You know what I mean? I live for today, not tomorrow. But,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, I just want to take away from the experience, because, you know, within this hip-hop industry and this game, man, like, everything don't last too long, man. You know, stuff
mm-hmm.
doesn't really stay here for a season, you know what I mean? So right now, like, everything turned for the better for me, in my eyes, with this past August, with the release of the Dark Ages project.
Wow, the release of a Dark Ages project sounded like that it was a rebirth in you. And I'm really, really glad to hear that. Some things have to die for some things to be born. And sometimes that's how it's happened. Judah, what are some of the moves that you made to become more successful in your career and to even have a successful project out? What are some of the things that you chose to do? What are some of the moves that you decided to make?
The greatest move that I ever made in this industry was not, I cut my circle small. I stopped
mm-hmm.
hanging and chilling with certain individuals who didn't have the same mind state as me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It goes back to the crab in the barrel effect. Crab get all the way to the top of the barrel to get ready to escape, and another crab pulls its leg back down to bring that crab back down. I had to get rid of a lot of crabs so I can get to the top and make my escape. Everything goes really just fell into play. I really haven't changed the way I've done things. I just do it on a more consistent basis now. If people were friends with me on Instagram, everybody know I'm a flood day timeline with 1,000 pictures on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. you know, and another great thing, you know, or whatnot that I do is I'm open to people, you know what I'm saying, respectfully and humble, you know what I'm saying. I love connecting with people, not because I want to take something from them, you know what I mean, but some people, you know, you just connect with off the rip and they help you out along the way. And some people it's just motivation and inspiration and everything. So I like connecting with people. I think that was probably the second most, you know, I mean, powerful thing that I've done in this career. In my career, you know, that really got me over the top, man, just being able to connect with people, remain professional at all times, and respectful at all times.
I like that. Remain professional and respectful all the time. Let's go over to Chi-Town and get some love for you, Judah. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We got Chi-Town up in this thing, 773. Holla at us.
Hey, what's up? It's Sanaya. How are you?
Peace, queen. What's going on? Chi-Town. I got Judah Priest up in his piece. Holla at
Good him. Evening, King. How are you?
Peace, queen. How are you?
I'm good. I'm absolutely loving that new track. So... Definitely bumping that and checking out that album for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so we've had Capadonna here a couple of times. Have you planned on coming to Chicago anytime soon?
I want to. I just need to find the right booking, the right promoter for, you know, to make that situation happen. I was just actually in the Midwest for a while. You know, did the whole Cincinnati, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, but I did not stop in Chicago except to go to McDonald's.
right, so. Exactly. It's time to come. I would say coming is a little bit warmer because our weather's kind of going crazy right now, but, you know.
You know, and I'm open. If you definitely know anybody, you know what I'm saying, please send them my way. You know what I mean? I would love to come to Chicago.
Absolutely. I would definitely talk to some of the promoters here and be like, yo, we're always bringing a Capadonna. Let's bring it to the Priest, you know? So I definitely am definitely loving the movement, loving the work. So, for sure.
I appreciate that.
Now I'm going to get straight to the point on this, Judah. What my budget need to be looking like to get you here in Seattle?
Man, you know, real talk, man, I don't even be hitting people over the head like that.
All right.
You know, because I say this, you know, at the end of the day, I still work a 9-to-5. I'm not saying I don't need money.
We all do.
But, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather have the experience, make what I can make off of it and have a good time while I'm there. You know,
true.
So, you know, if anybody want to book it or collapse or anything, definitely shout out Rod Dollar. It's y12@gmail.com. You know, and trust me, you know, they won't get a banging show, regardless.
Right.
Well, that's definitely what's up there. Now, you got any shout outs before we get to the front line? We get to the front lines. We got some more love for Judah because we got another track to get into, and Judah getting ready to get back on stage.
Oh, absolutely, yes. It would be awesome if you. I just followed you on Twitter, so if you could follow me back at Danaya Azure, DanayaAzure, that would be phenomenal. But yeah, definitely shout out to you, Queen, because you always got the best artists, nothing but the best music, because that's what we do with Diva Star Radio, you know.
You already know it's phenomenal, baby. Make sure y'all check out Denia each and every Wednesday on Woman to Woman's Wednesday on Diva Spot Radio. It's going to be 8 p.m. on the West and 11 on the East. Make sure y'all check her out on Woman to Woman's Wednesday. Make sure y'all call into the show because it's queen season. I know it's the holiday season, but right now it's queen season, and we definitely doing our thing. Let's go over to Jersey and get some love. 908-202, Future Groove 100 up in this thing. Holla at us, King.
Hey, I'm glad to be on the call with everybody. Glad Judas Priest, man. I really appreciate hearing the jewels that you was dropping. You know, just coming in on the call, and shout out to all the friends of the show listening to Diva Spot Radio. And I'm just was inspired by the convo that he was just dropping those jewels about, you know, and how humble he is as an artist. And I want to just, you know, make that point that it's real, you know, refreshing to hear that, you know, this evening on Frontline Friday. I just had the energy and the positive vibe as soon as I clicked in and heard the show tonight. So thanks again, Diva Ebony B, and everything is all love right now, all love from Jersey to the West Coast out here, you know. So if you do out, you know, anybody out there that's listening, man, it's a global network. And that's how we're doing. We're putting people on and helping people out. So I appreciate it. Appreciate the love.
I appreciate you, fam, all day.
You already know. It's your girl, Diva Ebony V. It's Frontline Friday. Squad up. Where my soldiers at? Salute, man. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Judah, we got this track right here called God's Flesh, and it's featuring Hellraiser and Dark Ages. I think this one is off the Dark Ages project. Is that correct?
Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen. It's Hellraiser. Yes. Stuff from the group Sons of Man, Wu-Tang Clan, man. It's the brother right there. You know, and it's crazy because he gave me that jewel. You know, that was originally his joint. He was like, yo, this is for you. You know what I mean? And, you know, again, we as Israelites, you know what I'm saying, like, we connect on that level, man. And with me and Razor to get together, you know, and expect more. I mean, this is not just one track, you know what I'm saying? We always work together, we always building, and he's always teaching me, you know what I'm saying? So this right here is that real heavy metal, you know what I mean? For everybody who loved the Sons of Man projects from, you know what I mean, from way back into to the day, man, like, this is back on that level, you know what I mean? Like, I'm stuttering because I love this track so much, man. This is a jewel that my brother gave to me as a gift. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, salute to Hellraiser and the whole GGO movement.
That's what's up, Judah. Introduce your track and tell them that they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Go.
Razor Rubies, having Razor. You know what I'm saying? My mind shine like Sirius. You know, a wise man came to me one day and told me, yo, Razor, you gotta be careful. The world, man, is very deceitful, man. It's wickedness, and the wicked controls it. Yeah, God gave breath, and Lord, a man made flesh. The word was with God, and the word was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He know it's times hard under the stars. Yeah, God gave breath, and Lord, a man made flesh. The word was with God, and the word was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He know it's times hard under the stars. Yeah, repent in these days, left, it might save the rest. God gave breath, and Lord, a man made flesh. The word was with God, and the word was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He know it's times hard under the stars, and all I ever came before was to thieve and rob. Even kill, destroy, or steal, the birthright gave to Israel. We still holding on to Esau Hill, who became a cunning hunter, a man of the field. I remain a plain man since, dwelling in tents. At my birth, got gifts like gold and frankincense. Keep disciples to roll with the hell, at least 12, we drink water that be pure than Miriam's well. It seemed me, love never fails. It be us who frail. We the ones who wanted Christ on the cross with nails. God gave breath and Lord and breath and made flesh. The word was born God and the word was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He know it's times hard under the stars. God gave breath and Lord and man made flesh. The word was written God and the word was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He know it's times hard under the stars.
They knew from Caesar Israel how to rob us still. So I came with the knowledge, showed them how to build. And yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil, cause thou art blessed. And most of these dudes is snakes in the grass. Judas Iscariot with a golden calf. Y'all been spiritually misled, and that a walking dead with no head. Your trials and tribulations were told in Revelations. I was sent to free a nation before Satan's inauguration. Never hesitating, my words is blatant. The gift of life is elevation. Let's climb Razor's ladder to the heavens. Me and my brethren is Armageddon. These are the words of the Most High. I ride a die for Ananias till I touch the sky.
God gave breath and Lord and man made flesh. The word was with God and the word was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He know it's times hard under the stars. God gave breath and Lord and man made flesh. The word was with God and the word was made flesh. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He know it's times hard under the stars.
Judah Priest right there with God's Fresh featuring Hellraiser is definitely a hot track right there. Judah, tell me about that sample.
Oh, man, you know what? That track was produced by my man Dr. G from the UK, man. You know, shout out to Dr. G. You know, if everybody, you know, really paid attention to hip-hop, man, I forgot the name of the sample, but that's the same, at the end of that is the same words that Lauryn Hill was singing on If I Rule the World with Nas, man. That's just the original sample right there.
Guru might know it. Guru, you know that sample?
I was trying to catch it. I know it sounds real familiar. I was just digging the track. It had so much flavor, man. It's just hip hop. I'm actually just want to just rewind that joint. It's like it was so dope.
Don't rewind that. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, I know. I just got to give it up and just say, I'm glad I heard a piece of the music, man, a piece of the catalog tonight, man. And I just want to say just keep doing your thing, man. It is about building, and you can hear, like, the strength. You can hear the strength of the culture of hip-hop when you listen to a track like that. And that is, like, the theme of what goes on here at Diva Spot. So I'm actually proud to be on the call tonight and, catch this flavor, man. You know, it's actually it's terms that's going to stay relevant in hip-hop, you know, like, and this one just it's mad flavor, man. That's what the culture's all about if you really have people that around you that's going to build, man, you know. And it's fire, man. The track is fire. It's definitely, it's right there. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, no doubt. It's all love.
Let's go to the front line and get some more love. You already know. 803-429. You're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and our special guest, Judah Priest, is up in here. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is T.L. Megalodon. What's going on, cousin? How you living?
Peace, Lord. How are you?
All right. You know I had to come through and hear your single, man.
Word, man. Appreciate you calling in, G.
Oh, yeah. It sounds good, too, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll be in touch with you, man.
Well, you already know, man. You know where to find me, son.
Oh, yeah.
I'm everywhere.
Okay.
I'm everywhere. Big shout out to Remy Ma. She's so regular. I love Remy Ma. I want to ask you about Remy Ma.
That's my favorite right there, man. To me, I'm glad she back doing her thing, man. And
yes.
it was you know what, man? I like the unity, man, that her and Pat, you know what I mean, had, not just in
yes.
the marriage, man, but just in hip hop in general. You know, they made a strong decision when they did the BET Cypher. Instead of, you know what I mean, doing it separately, man, they did it together, you know what I mean, you know, because I didn't even want to say it was United Front, man. It was just United, man. I loved it, you know. They get a lot of hate for how they came at it, but, like, yo, real talk, man, that was a smart move, man, not just for music in general, but for their family and for themselves, man. I'm, like, so happy and proud right now.
Yo, I'm just so proud of Remy and, you know, and Papoose. It's incredible. I love what they do. They real. They are authentic. And I'm looking at these. I was looking at something, I guess it came past in my Twitter line. I was like, can Remy Ma really make a comeback? Is you crazy? Why would you even have to ask that question? Kill yourself. It's Remy Ma. Like, come on now. I think really right now what's needed is Remy Ma. I'm glad to see her doing her thing. I was so excited to see. I couldn't wait. It was like Christmas for me.
Listen.
I was so excited, man. And I would love to hear a collab with you and Remy on a track. Like, that's
I want to make that happen ASAP. Me and 90 was talking about that right before the Queen got out, man. If you know how to try to make that happen, man. You know, I bang with Paps, so you know, if I ever get a hold of him again, man, that's something that's definitely got to happen, man.
That's definitely what's up. Remy Ma is doing her thing. Big shout out to her. Big shout out to Papoose. Big shout out to them doing their thing. Let's talk about this upcoming tour. Now, right now, you're currently on a tour right now, and that's the Redemption tour. Is that correct?
Yes, Queen.
All right. Tell me about that tour. How? When did it kick off? What's been happening? What's the energy?
Man.
What's the crazy stuff that happened? Give me some of your Kool-Aid. I want it.
Man, you know, yo, I got a story for you then. Now, you know, the tour kicked off in September. We still currently moving, man. You know, it's just, again, a blessing just to, you know, be able to do what I love to do and travel and, you know what I'm saying, give people my thoughts and my feelings, man. So, you know, we've been getting, like, a lot of love. You know, we just did Philadelphia, which is my original hometown. Everybody think I'm originally from New York. I'm originally from Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, but shout out to New York, though, man, because y'all birthed me, though. You know what I mean? Y'all gave me light. You know, shout out to Staten Island. You know, and while we was on this tour, man, you know, like, we just get so many calls for me to come to different cities and everything. So, you know, it's stretching the tour out right now, you know. It's just been all love, man. I think I just had, like, one show, man, with some idiot. And I don't even like calling people idiots, man, but this idiot right here, man, like real talk, man, like, I try to remain humble at all, like, no matter what the circumstances is, man. And I had this one imbecile, you know, just try to throw some shade on the game. You know, I headline a show out of Stroudsburg, PA with the legendary Cool G Rap, you know.
Wow.
And, you know, that's a highlight for me, man. Like, you know, I grew up listening to Cool G, and, you know, yeah, it's Cool G Rap. And, you know, Cool G wanted to get up on stage right before, like, I was supposed to go, you know, we headlined it together, but he wanted to get on stage with me before, you know what I mean, he wanted to get up before me, before I got on. So, no, man, look, that's Cool G Rap, man. Put the God up.
Put him,
you know,
up,
I mean?
Up
but,
there.
Yeah, man, but the promoter, man, you know, he was just doing some shady business. And I do name names, man. This dude named Joseph Christian. I'll put it out there. You know what I'm saying?
Shade.
Yeah, I lay names, man. I don't, you know, listen.
Put it out there.
You know what I mean? But, you know, so he put, you know, we had some other, you know, some opening acts that didn't go on. But he was, but son was telling me, like, yo, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, they here for you and you and G-Rap, so we're going to put y'all on now because the hour is getting late and everything. Mm-hmm. So he tell me that to my face. And then he walk away, he do the opposite thing. Like, I'm thinking he put a cool G-Rap. I'm thinking he put a cool G-Rap on stage. He put up this, you know what I mean, a couple of artists. I'm like, yo, that's not what we just discussed. You know? So Cool G messed around and rolled out. But the boy was like, yo, I gave son his mathematics, his money and everything. So we just want to rock out with you. Like, oh, man, listen, man, tell Cool G if you want to get on, come get on, man. I fall back. You know what I mean? So Cool G messed around and leave. You know what I mean? As you know, I did get a chance to build with him. Get on stage rocking. A couple weeks later, like a week or two later, I'm getting phone calls and Twitters and Facebook messages from a lot of the people that was in that area telling me that the promoter told Cool G Rap that I pulled the gun on him because I wanted to get on stage before Cool G Rap. Now, listen, anybody who knows me, I'm a humble individual. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, if it comes to street life, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm not even on that tight time right now. You know what I'm saying? I just want to do what I love doing, make my bread, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy myself and party and network, you know what I mean? But don't lie on me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and the one thing that he didn't know was that I'm mad good with Cool G Rap and his peoples even before the show. So, you know what I'm saying? When people was just hitting me back, man, I was able to hit G-Rap up like, yo, Lord, I don't know what you heard, but it ain't how that went down, man. And G-Rap was like, bro, I already know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so shout out to G-Rap, man. Shout out to this whole team and everything. I can't bang with the dude Joseph Christian no more. Like, you know,
what city he
I don't
from?
Like people
what city?
Lying
to me.
Where he is from, he is definitely. Let's put it out there. He is definitely he runs a showcase called Mike Wars out in Stroudsburg, Scranton area of Pennsylvania. And everybody know what that is. That's the Poconos. If you want to get hit up by this dude, man, trust me. I'm telling you this right now. That dude is a snake, yo. That's my word on everything I love, man.
Well, that's
and the crazy,
crazy
thing
man.
Is a lot of people. Like I bang with a lot of people out there, man. Shout out to Little Women's Production. And everything that's out there, you know what I mean? We get mad love. I love going to Stroudsburg, you know what I mean? I'm a people's person, man. I love connecting with people. But I'm not going to have nobody trying to throw no shade on my name because that's not how I get down, man. My team's not even about that.
That's definitely what's up, man. And I definitely film on that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, sometimes you gotta throw out a couple of names, but that's crazy to just try to kick dirt on your name, and that's when you're doing something well, because people will say, oh, you changed and this, and that person did that, and getting fussy. Well, go ahead and get fussy, you know, because at the end of the day, I'm still gonna do my thing. People gonna hate on you for, because they want to make themselves look good, and that's how it is. And sometimes when you're not doing things their way, they're gonna change your whole story up and make you the bad guy. Well, you know, call me the bad guy, because at the end of the day, I'm going to sit up, spit up, and get up. That's how we do it. But I'm glad that you put that out there. It's a lot of janky promoters.
Yeah,
Diva put you on blast, too. I don't care who you is. I put your mama on blast.
Sure.
Plato.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you, like I said, I name names, man. I don't fear nobody but the Most High. I was in his area about a week and a half ago. On my word, I was in his hood. You know what I'm saying, on stage, and I told everybody to put their camera phones up, get your video cameras out, and that song that my brother Rod Dollar was just talking about, wanting shots and talking that language, I named his name in those songs while I was on stage, so all his friends can go back, you know what I'm saying, let them see the video, you know what I mean? Like, that's all I do. You throw shade on me, I'm going to throw shade on you, but forget all that negativity, man.
Yeah, let's get back to the positive.
Yeah, man, I just had to get that out there, man. But the Redemption Tour is definitely going strong. Other than that nonsense right there, all praise to the Most High. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything else has just been running smoothly. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I like to do things, man. Like, just to be on the road with my brother, and my brothers and my sisters, you know what I mean, and connecting and meeting different people. It's just that, you know, other than that, man, like, the outcome has just been wonderful. I've been enjoying myself, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the shows. I'm looking forward to the redemption, I mean, to the resurrection tour with Capadonna and Young Dirty Bastard, you know. And just going to keep the engine pushing.
When does the resurrection tour, what's the dates for that? Because I know your tour is being extended out because you basically are in demand. So when is the date with Capadonna and you going on a roll with them?
Yeah, we're starting that in 2K15.
Okay.
We just booking now. You know, if anybody know what this amazing tour, you're getting Young Dirty Bastard, you're getting myself, and you're getting Capadonna, you know, on one stage at the same time.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You can definitely hit up Protect Your Neck Records at pyndigital.com. You know, shout out to Jimmy King, Vlad Dollar, everybody, Vega, A-Money, everybody, you know what I mean? It's going to be amazing, man. And I'm definitely going to have 144 with me.
That's definitely, I love that. I love, and I'm looking forward to seeing that and seeing the footage and everything that's going on, and hopefully catching you in a couple of cities that you are going to be in. You're going to know the queen when you see me. I'm the one with the big smile. Yeah, that's me. I'm the star that's shining. That's me. But with the physical copy, because I love music and I like, I'm glad that we can get it on iTunes. With the physical copy, Judah Prince, do you have, like, you know, like posters or something is in it? Or I remember back in the day when we was able to get a CD, you got your physical copy, but it had all the printouts and all the writers and everything, but it turned into a poster that you can put on your wall. And I wish that's something that artists would do again. Does the physical copy have that, or is it just, you know, the one insert that goes inside of it?
With this particular project, we just decided to go with the insert. I mean, you get the full package, you know. But you know, it's wild, man. It's like in my head right now. You know, we've been talking about doing that for the new album, The Day After Tomorrow, and everything, man. So, you know, we just want to continue to build and, you know, do some projection numbers and everything up, you know, to try to make certain things accessible. The next project we're looking to have, not only you have the audio, but if you put it in your computer, you get the you can pop up stuff up on that, just pop the disc in, you know, pops up on the computer, your laptops and all that, you know what I mean? So you can see the videos, you can see the behind the music documentary
behind
that you're doing right now.
Nice.
Yeah, man, you know, just as you know, The Day After Tomorrow was a new project. You know, and that's going to have a lot of heavy hitters. This has Capadonna and Killer Priest record on the project right now. So we got Moss Bird for Murder, Inc., Black Child for Murder, Inc. on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's just the name of a few, man. Like, everybody's going to get the same, quote-unquote, Wu-Tang feel, man. But, you know, we this is about progression, you know what I'm saying? So we expanding the territory of what we want to do right now.
I think that's an awesome thing. I think that's very innovative to do so. I think that's something that's needed. And I really definitely would suggest the next album that come out to have it, you know, because there's a lot of youngins coming up and even a lot of supporters of hip-hop and the music, and we definitely want to have your poster. I would love to have your poster up in the studio. I just think it's a great addition to music to be able to get that. Now, Judah, we played your songs on here, and I definitely want to get your expertise and feedback on another indie artist song. So do you have time to listen to a song, Judah?
Man, I got all the time you need, Queen.
All right, cool. King, Peace King, I'm going to play this hot track right here, and it's called My Song, and I want to get your feedback on it. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Special guest, Judah Priest, live in the house. We on the spot, on the grind. And we're going to play this hot track right here called My Song. Let's go.
I feel like giving up for real. You know how hard it is to get a deal. I'm losing all my friends. I barely stretch my ends to meet. And I just wanna tell my story to anyone who'd listen to me. See, I don't know why the industry makes it so hard. I was
Mr. DJ,
the talent's right here. See, I've practiced it for days. So what's it gonna take? 'Cause I ain't got no money or no budget to be faking, no. See, everything's original. Instead of talking fast, I'm begging you to listen slow. Listen slow. 'Cause I'm giving you the best of me. I know why the industry makes it so hard. I was giving the dream, the skill, the passion to you. It's all I'm asking. Mr. DJ, please, would you play my record? Mr. DJ, please, would you play my song? Mr. DJ, please. Is there anyone listening? Mr. DJ, Mr. DJ, would you play my song? My song is a confirmation. I'm highly underrated. I want you to see. Does anyone agree with me?
Yeah, I'm realizing that I'm liable for making undeniable bangers in an identifiable language. So I'm some Drake shit, I'm a rapper to sing it. My music classic, the laughing in the lap of a stranger.
Would you play my record? Mr. DJ, would you play my song?
Mr. DJ.
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
It's phenomenal, baby. Make sure you check us out at www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com. Follow us on Twitter at Phenom Radio. Again, that's at Phenom Radio, where we keep it phenomenal. We got Judah Priest up in this thing, and I wanted to play that song for you and get your feedback on the King. So holla at us before we get out of here.
Hey, you want my feedback? Listen, fine. Tell me who that artist is. I want to be on the remix.
I'm definitely going to get that to you, King. I'm going to hit you up on Facebook and get that to you. I just thought it was a really hot track. I thought it was a really good reach out to the industry, and I just thought it was hot. Like that, I'm feeling that song. Now, I do want to say one thing about this song and to all you independent artists. Now, you see how good that song was, Judah?
Yes.
This particular artist sent me this song but did not label it. I don't know who you are. And that's hot artist, hot track, hot everything. Sent me the music, and all it says on this song is my song, but it does not have the information from the artist. But Diva is going to find out who that artist is, because I'm always on the spot, on the grind. And once I get them, I'm going to send them right to you, Judah. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get it.
Please, that track right there is hot, man. That chorus is what really, really, really got me. Because, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, man, that's how a lot of artists feel, whether you're independent or mainstream, man. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to find good DJs to really spin your stuff, man. They ain't just spending the normal songs, the Nicki Minaj's and Drake's and everything, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I really feel that track right there.
That's definitely what's up. We're going to get into the Educate and Regulate session in a minute, and we're going to be talking about track labeling and all that great stuff. But, Judah, thank you so much for coming to the front line and squatting up and saluting with your songs on the front line here, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Judah, do you have any shout-outs do you want to give before we get into this more of this hot independent music?
Man, you know, definitely shout-out to the team, 144,000 chosen, few wings up. Shout out to GGO, the movement. Shout out to Zoo Bullies, Brooklyn Zoo, Dirty Klansmen. You know, shout out to Bricks Entertainment, Brick Boys, Lanice London, Matt, you know what I'm saying, Unique, everybody. Shout out to PYN, Rod Dollar. You already know Jimmy King, Rod Dollar. You already know the original non-Wu-Tang Clan. Shout out to the big homie Hellraiser. Shout out to big homie Capadonna. Shout out to big homie Buddha Monk. And anybody that I forgot to name or mention right now, no Judge the Mind, not the Heart, because I'll keep you all with me all day. Yo, yo, we there? Hello?
We back up in this thing, y'all. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but big shout out to Judah Priest for coming through and definitely blessing us on the front line. We definitely appreciate you. We're going to get into the Educate and Regulate session, and we are definitely going to be talking about labeling them tracks. Then I can tell you it's definitely important for you to label those tracks. And also, the show must go on. It doesn't matter any type of technical difficulties. You got to keep pushing, baby. You got to keep pushing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest and independent music. Want to give a big shout-out to Hayes Hoffa that's listening in on the chat room. We definitely see you, King. Big shout-out to everybody that's tuning in online and also on TuneIn Radio. I definitely appreciate you guys listening in. You can actually archive the show a little bit later. After we're finished with the show, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And you can listen to all of the previous shows that we have showcased tonight. I want to get into some more independent music before I get into the Educate and Regulate session. And also, I got some hot mess news for y'all tonight. Y'all know Diva got some hot mess news, and we definitely going to talk about it. Big shout out to Calamar White with his hot track called Friday. Let's get into it right now. Let's go.
Calamar White, and I'm here to let you know everything is alright, alright. Let your sorrows go tonight, baby, cause it's Friday,
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 Friday.
I've been working all week, geez, I'm tired of self, but tonight I'm gonna enjoy myself. I'm feeling well, it's Friday,
Friday, baby.
Samantha, a cancer, and Amber, a dancer. But I am okay. God's gift, you just a look, it's the center. I just painted the banner, yellow banana banner. Shout out to Joe for learning me my salamander Sanders. I'm gonna shoot get some pampers and get you a camera, cause I'm stunting for that little city right next to Tampa. Know you been in the sample, I'm the perfect example of a fine young man who don't owe you no answer. Need a girl who gon' love me, who I can take out in public. Girl, I can change the style, but let's change the subject. Family reunions in summer, I flirt with all my cousins. I be thinking, boy, I bet her booty soft as a muffin. When it come in that reefer, I smoke Jack and I keep it. I don't like to drink, but I might sip on Rasparita. And I got a little secret, I gotta thank for them leavers. Tonight I'm wearing a white tee so they can hate on my sneaker. Relay. I'm Calamar White, and I'm here to let you know everything is alright, alright. Let your sorrows go tonight, baby, cause it's Friday,
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 Friday.
I've been working all week,
dog and a pen, and I need one to write. Him a la kite to let him know I'm alright. And I ain't rock so, but I'm living the martyr life. My shit look like a Barbie, from the bottom I started. And now I'm rocking fashion, you won't see on the market. Boy, I can't be lethargic, top of the charts is my target. And I don't need red bottoms if I'm on the red carpet. Might pull up in the budget, or pull up in the cut. Better keep the girl around me, or she might get abducted. I keep the real, so I'ma let you know I ball on the budget. And if you push on my button, your jaw will get readjusted. Yep. In the hood, R.I.P. the boy Swisher. My A1 from day one, boy, I won't forget you. All I have in my possession is some old pictures. I can't believe the killer, he died the day before.
I'm Calamari White, and I'm here to let you know everything is alright, alright. Yes, it's our go tonight, baby, cause it's Friday.
Yeah, man. Big up. Anybody Killer Hill. Test. Dead. Bury them to blood clot. Big up to all masses. Murder. Burn Babylon.
Yeah, jiggle them.
Big them all.
Fight like that.
Uh-huh. Cruise worldwide.
Yeah.
On the engineer.
Family.
I'm a man of power. The gold carpet. Platinum color hair, all black on, holding my Grammy in the air, yeah. I fought the good fight, everybody know I was there. Since 98, I barely had another good year. Homies change, homegirls change, and wifey change. The world change, sipping on this nasty champagne. I'm on the campaign, but they don't know my damn pain. Grateful for my blessings, though, I can't complain. Still chilling out, yeah, just do the damn thing. And do my duty, yo. Overseas up at Paul McCartney Studio, yeah. Me and my man Simon, Hot Gang International. Listen to Bulgaria and drop math too. Drop shit with math and my whole crew. Okay, Yaku, Shaka Zulu. Bam, bam, boom, boom. Africa Moon, the rich new black man. Never left, but coming back soon. Just on my nigga though. Same fucking bro. When I was down, I was the biggest joke. All I wanted to do was feed my folks. Somebody said, oh, I'ma sell it dope.
Yeah. Nobody now put no guns, but we head to do Babylon work. Babylon work. Yeah. Then we go sell out, we sell a piece of bread, get them feeling hurt. Feeling hurt. And if them think a small thing done, water rise up like dirt. Up like dirt. Yeah. Nobody now put no guns, but we head to do Babylon work. Sell Babylon work.
Hey, yo, I'm back from the slums. And I'm back on that newness. And I don't give a fuck about who's more exclusive. Whatever's conducive, that's where the juice is. Throw up your deuces. This is a woo blitz. Soundboy, I go dead if I'm ever drive up with. Champion sound, murder everything that come around it. Capadonna, you know I'm after regain the crown quick. And Ganja Man, know I'm after let the next pound. So let me do it, baby. You up them after make a black graduate. Never as a tear to make them come out on the sheer tip. These the old demag of black and that's the greatest. Martin Luther King, I'm not the greatest. Malcolm X, yes, I'm not the greatest. Garvey, I'm the greatest. Selassie, I'm the greatest. Every African, we have to jump off the slave ships. And I'm the make it. Farrakhan, make it. Elijah, make it. The Christ, make it. Everybody, make it. When I go take it, no brutality. We have to rise up and put on your hoodie. Something about going, nobody a looky looky. Burn Babylon, I'm not gonna treat me like rookie. Speak the truth to the youth to make the system not shush me. Lick off the paparazzi, and they bite, try and push me. I know Bush, we only good broccoli. Park, kill, Marshall, Stenton, Allen, Posse. New York City, WTC, CAP, then I'm ready. Lord, then I'm ready. Everybody ready. Lord, then I'm ready. Babylon, I'm ready. This year, then I'm ready. My house.
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Big shout out to everybody that came out tonight and supported Judah Priest. Make sure y'all go and follow him on Twitter at Judah Priest again, at I Am Judah Priest again. That's I Am Judah Priest. Make sure you check out everything that he's doing. Follow with him, network with him, and definitely turn up. Check out all of his music. Check out everything he's doing. Big shout out to the Wu-Tang Clan. Big shout out to BK Zoo. Big shout out to the Zoo Bullies. Big shout out to 144,000 Chosen Few. Big shout out to the Ghetto Government officials. Big shout out to Seth Nala All-Stars. Big shout out to everybody that's definitely doing their thing out there. Diva definitely appreciate y'all. And big shout out to all my Friday fanatics that came through tonight. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Again, that's at Diva Ebony B. And make sure you check us out on www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio. And check out all the hot stuff that we're doing. We're going to get out here with a rerun of this hot track by Judah Priest called Through the Storm. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We out. Squad up.
When I'm writing this poetry, I'm reciting, paint vivid pictures of the life in, some beautiful, some frightening. When I'm writing, and through it all, I feel like I made it, jumping over hurdles through the trials and tribulations, walking on the land's most sacred, practice patience, say a prayer, pull a gun on Satan, and dare y'all to come my way. I'd rather die in these last days for Yahweh. In these perilous times, I'm sitting on wine. When I'm writing my lines like Nas, the world is mine. A child of the ghetto, my spirit is unsettled. Meditate on this word, his legacy's all level. Never sit in a council of fools. Equipped with the tools, this is prophecy news. The black jewels, broken dreams. I walk as a heavenly being, a forgotten king, my soul's redeemed. The sky rains fire, I walk on water to avoid the slaughter of Zion's daughters, for real. When I'm writing this poetry, I'm reciting, paint vivid pictures of a life, some beautiful, some frightening. When I'm writing this poetry, I'm reciting, paint vivid pictures of the life, some beautiful, some frightening. When I'm writing, I have an appetite for life. I walk in the birthright of Christ to get a blind sight. My blood type is death of the Israelite that is healed by his stripes and his might. I seek refuge in high mountains, in a garden of Gethsemane, praying by the fountains. As my eye draws a tear, may I draw you near. I hear your voice in the air, very clear. We face damnation, lost populations, termination from the grips of Satan, hating. So many chosen are lukewarm, till we see the hell spawns of red dawn. So keep your eyes on the sparrow. We walk a path narrow. We wear shadows. Hallowed be thy name. This is pleasure and pain. It ain't a game, living in vain. When I'm writing this poetry, I'm reciting, paint vivid pictures of a life, some beautiful, some frightening. When I'm writing, this poetry, I'm reciting, paint vivid pictures of the life, some beautiful, some frightening. When I'm writing,